Poe Year, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cody slash Obi-Wan. This is part of the Here There Be Dragons series. Meeting up with another battalion was always nice. Or at least it was nice after the battle ended. The 104th and 212th had completed their joint campaign, one that had lasted over a week in terrible weather. Fortunately, they were being given 2 days downtime. Wolf and a decent number of his men had come to the negotiator to spend the time with their brothers. Cody looked forward to it. They rarely got to spend extended time periods outside of battle with anyone other than the 501st, so this was a nice change of pace. "You're welcome to join us, Share," Cody offered. "I know Wolf is telling General Kuhn the same thing." Obi-Wan's fondness was clear in his eyes, even as he declined. "No, thank you, my darling. Enjoy the time with your brothers. Chloe and I will spend some time in joint meditation. It's something we have both missed, being on the front so often," his Jedi explained. "And it's something Anakin has never been fond of, so I haven't meditated with anyone else since the last time we were on Coruscant. So, no need to worry about me. Relax and enjoy yourself." After checking on the injured and those still on duty, Cody headed for the room that had been converted for this purpose. From the time they learned to control their shifts, the clones had enjoyed cuddling in piles of brothers in their dragon forms when it was safe to do so. Now that they were serving their Jedi, they were safer than ever to embrace that side of themselves. It was nice not to have to hide. The Jedi Council had issued orders to all generals regarding accommodations that needed to be made for their clones to be comfortable in dragon form on their ships. When some clones quietly made the Marshal Commanders aware that a few Jedis were not obeying the Council's orders, the Council investigated. Hong Krell had not only refused to follow the Council's orders about accommodations for shifting, he had tried to outright ban it among his troops. Obi-Wan might be capable of putting up a calm facade, but Cody had been aware of the cold fury in his beloved's eyes when that report came in. Even worse was the result of General Fisto's investigation into Krell's behavior. Fisto determined that his fellow Jedi had betrayed them and was secretly working for the Separatists. Krell's betrayal had shaken the Jedi. Cody tried not to feel guilty about the fact that it helped his brothers. The Jedi kept a closer eye on the treatment of the clones after that. He and the other Marshal Commanders were told to encourage their brothers to come to them if there was ever a problem, or if they were aware of mistreatment of clones by their commanding officers. The clones were fiercely protective of their Jedi. It was nice to see the Jedi returning the favor. Having his Jedi be so incredibly supportive and caring was so much more than Cody could have ever hoped for. He was grateful that Wolf had a good Jedi too. With what the 104th had gone through, Cody didn't want to think about what would have happened to Wolf without a good general. He shook his head, as if to clear the dark thoughts creeping into his mind. He and his brothers had 2 days of downtime to enjoy themselves and spend quality time together. He intended to make the most of it. When Ghost and Wolfpack met, there were always what the generals referred to as shenanigans. Dragons in various sizes played and wrestled and scuffled. It was always a bit on the chaotic side before they settled down to rest. And it would be chaotic again come morning. Sure enough, he walked in to see Boyle wrestling with Boost and Sinker. Waxer, Comet, Longshot, Wooly, and Gearshift seemed to be playing a form of flying tag. Fortunately, they were all in small forms. A number of the others from both companies were already curled up in cuddle piles around the room. Mostly, they were in small forms, but two of the piles had one larger dragon, with a bunch of smaller ones curled up on and around him. It was actually a very cute scene, Cody had to admit, at least in the privacy of his own mind. His brothers probably wouldn't take well to being called cute out loud. Wolf was in a medium-sized form near the door, angled so he could see both the door and the other clones. He was protecting his playing and resting brothers. It was an impulse Cody understood, though he knew the scars left by the tragic loss of most of his battalion at the merciless hands of Grievous and the Malevolence ran deep in Wolf. It caused him to feel the urge more deeply than most other commanders. So many Vodae lost under his command. It didn't matter that there was nothing he could have done. It didn't matter how many other ships the Malevolence destroyed. Wolf blamed himself for the loss of his men anyway, and was determined to do better, protecting his brothers in the future. Cody would join him in watching over the others. "Everyone behaving so far?" he asked lightly. Even in dragon form, Wolf managed to roll his eyes. Cody smirked at that. A nod followed from the other dragon a few seconds later.
"Good. I'd hate to have to yell at someone and ruin the mood."
That was definitely another eye roll from Wolf. The other CCs had often teased him that one day he would roll his eyes so hard that they would roll right out of his head. They had stopped that teasing after Wolf did lose an eye to Ventress. Well, it stopped for a while anyway, before Wolf gruffly informed them that he did not want to be treated like some delicate shiny who hadn't earned his paint yet. They understood what he was telling them. He appreciated the concern, but he didn't want to be treated differently because of the injury.
"You know, one day you're going to do that, and they are going to get stuck," Cody teased.
A disgusted snort was his only response. Cody chuckled and let his eyes trail around the room once more. Boyle, Boosta, and Sinker had stopped their play and calmed into a cuddly pile. The other group was still playing, chasing about the room. He'd leave them for a while longer before insisting that they get some rest. He shifted into a form the same size as Wolf and plopped down beside him. Cody was close enough that their wings brushed if they moved, but they weren't touching otherwise. Wolf was particular about touch. Cody's proximity was an offer, but more touch would be the other's choice. After a moment, Wolf shifted closer and pressed their sides together. Together, they kept a vigil over their men. Cody dozed off at some point, but woke up when he felt a small impact against his side. He glanced down and found a very small-sized Wooly was trying to burrow his way under his wing. Cody made a questioning noise. Wooly's head popped back out from where he had slipped it under the larger dragon's wing. Wooly turned his fully weaponized Sad Tuka dragon eyes on Cody. The larger dragon huffed and raised his wing, allowing the smaller to tuck into his side happily. Before Cody knew what was happening, Waxer, Boyle, Boost, Sinker, and Comet had all migrated over to him and Wolf as well. Wolf made a low, rumbling, grumbling sort of noise, but allowed his men close. Cody knew it was an act. His fellow commander was picky about touch, yes, but he would never deny Boost or Sinker any comfort or security he could provide them. A few minutes of maneuvering, and they all settled into comfortable positions. A shared look, and Cody knew the plan. He would sleep for a while, then wake and take the second watch. Wolf would guard them for now. He slept, comforted by the sleepy, trusting presences of his men at his side. The end.